It's October 2nd, 2009. Hello and welcome to MediaShip 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS MediaShip, covering the intersection of media and technology. First, here's the news. The Knight Commission on the Information Needs of Communities in a Democracy came out with a major report after 2 years of study. Among the Commission's recommendations for strengthening community information needs were increase support for public media, boost media literacy, fund and support libraries and community centers as centers of media training and learning, and ensure that each community has one high-quality online information hub. Over and over, the Commission's report notes how important physical, geographic communities still are in a democracy, and says there is a crisis in serving those communities with information. One major problem is that not everyone has broadband access in the U.S. Another is that the old local media outlets are faltering as more people get information online. The digital age is creating an information and communications renaissance, the Commission report says, but it is not serving all Americans and their local communities equally. How we react, individually and collectively, to this democratic shortfall will affect the quality of our lives and the very nature of our communities." End quote. After the report was announced, the Knight Foundation simultaneously announced a series of grants to help deal with issues brought up in the report. The grants included $3.3 million to improve free internet access in public libraries in 12 communities, as well as $2.28 million for broadband access in underserved areas. Plus, NPR announced it had received $3 million from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Knight Foundation to launch a new local online venture. The pilot project would include a dozen NPR affiliate stations, giving them resources to do original, in-depth reporting on local issues in their communities. The stations will pick one particular topic to cover in their communities and will work with other participating stations. Plus, they'll have access to the PBS embeddable video player and will showcase their reporting on the PBS NewsHour website. This initiative aims to shore up public broadcasting's weak local offerings. As the Knight Commission report said, simply put, our public media do not fully reflect the public, nor engage with it sufficiently on the community level, end quote. Now it's time for Just One Question. I talked with Peter Shane, Executive Director of the Knight Commission on the Information Needs of Communities in a Democracy. I asked him what the big takeaway was from the report released from the Commission today.
It's the environment in which information flows within a local community should be thought of as an essential infrastructure, just like the roads, the schools, the water supply. And if you think of it that way, then that has a bunch of implications about how people in the community kind of are entitled to worry about it and think about it.
Yeah.
So I would say, you know, if there's a moral to the story, the moral of the story is that information flow within a local geographic community should be thought of as a kind of essential infrastructure of democracy.
To hear the entire interview, visit PBS MediaShift. Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, what do you think about the Bay Area News Project nonprofit venture? Our last poll question was, how do you deal with technology overload? Here's what people said. 36% said they don't do anything because they love it. 32% said they take weekends and vacations off of technology. 18% said they take one day off per week from technology. And one person said they delete Facebook and Twitter from their iPhone for a period of time to limit access. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/MediaShift and our sister blog, IdeaLab, at pbs.org/IdeaLab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. If you're interested in getting a grant of up to $5 million from Knight, go to newschallenge.org and apply. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, a media mixer, or a media maker, shift happens.